It's called an anchor store. It's the large department or box store at a shopping mall. Serves as the main draw that will result in shoppers also hopefully visiting the smaller stores in the mall. Now, what happens when that anchor store fails to deliver what's expected? Right, shoppers go elsewhere. Anchor store shuts down. We've certainly seen that happen in recent years. Now, what happens to the rest of the mall when that anchor store shuts down? Those small stores slowly, painfully, and costly, they also collapse and wither away. A church can suffer the same fate as an anchor store, which will impact its people in the same way as a mall store. A scandal, certainly one way this can come about, but there's another: false teaching. Paul warns about this in 1 Timothy chapter 6, verses 2 through 5. Teach and exhort these things. If anyone teaches otherwise and does not consent to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which accords with godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but is obsessed with disputes and arguments over words, from which come envy, strife, reviling, evil suspicions, useless wranglings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, who suppose that godliness is a means of gain. From such withdraw yourself. And that's a warning which is designed to serve as a lesson. We had an indictment certainly make the news this past week, which was troublesome to many. There are other indictments which makes that one pale in comparison. It's the indictment of the churches by Jesus, which we find in the book of Revelation. Here's the indictment by Jesus of the church in Ephesus, which we read in Revelation chapter 2, verses 3 through 5. And you have persevered and have patience and have labored for my name's sake and have not become weary. Nevertheless, I have this against you, that you have left your first love. Remember, therefore, from where you are fallen, repent and do the first works, or else I will come to you quickly and remove your lampstand from its place unless you repent. Yet Jesus also shows that church that there is a path to, let's call it, parole. In verse 7, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give to eat from the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Jesus issues his indictment of the church in Pergamum, which is in Revelation chapter 2, verses 14 through 16. But I have a few things against you, because you have there those who hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to put a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed to idols, and to commit sexual immorality. Thus you also had those who hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come to you quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. Jesus once again offers parole. In verse 17, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the churches. To him who overcomes, I will give some of the hidden manna to eat, and I will give him a white stone, and on the stone a new name written, which no one knows except him who receives it. The churches in Thyatira and Sardis also come under indictment from Jesus, but the most severe is aimed at the church in Laodicea. Let's read this indictment by Jesus from Revelation chapter 3, verses 15 and 16. I know your works, that you are neither cold nor hot. I could wish you were cold or hot. So then, because you are lukewarm and neither cold nor hot, I will vomit you out of my mouth. Now, I would guess how that's something you never want to have Jesus say about you. Or has he already? We also read in Revelation how two of the seven churches are rewarded with his grace rather than his indictment. Church in Smyrna is praised by Jesus for the way they endure and overcome. Same is true for the church in Philadelphia. So how do you avoid indictment and instead see the way through the door of eternal paradise, which Jesus says in Matthew chapter 7, verses 13 and 14, is a narrow one that few will get through? Well, you find a teacher who teaches God's word with truth. You support a church which presents the truth so it does not fall prey to false ideas and suffer the same fate as that failed mall anchor store. The difference between truth and lies is easy to spot. Truth merely needs to be declared. Lies, they need to come with convincing, coercion, even threats. Just as Jesus told the churches in his indictments of them, turn to the Holy Spirit, who God the Father has sent to be the conduit that keeps our connection to Jesus alive, so you will always and only hear the truth. As Jesus foretells in John chapter 14, verse 26, but the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to you remembrance all things that I said to you.